from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 23rd. Iris here, June 23rd. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Tell Me Three Good Things, 22, June 2020, 6 till the three good things. I'm thinking back to that porch party on the summer solstice watermelon, cold rosé, the sky turning a soft pink as the sun lingered. It felt like a tiny, perfect pause before the season really got going. Peaches just starting, tomatoes still waiting, school out, and summer barely beginning. The memory reminded me how easily we can let the shortening days after June 21 feel like a letdown, even though they're just the next chapter in the same story. The piece uses a simple salt shaker metaphor. The same object can be described as clear, tall, heavy, or square, depending on what we choose to notice. Likewise, the solstice is both the longest day and the start of summer, and we get to decide whether we see the coming shorter days as a loss or as a natural shift that will reverse in 6 months. The author ends with a gentle ask. Remind me next year to host that solstice party again, and a quick, happy note about a hotel stay, a GPS, guided trip to Sweet Escapes, and a scoop of favorite purple cow ice cream. What three good things have you noticed lately? So, next. Second, from This Is What Yet New York, New York 5. I hear you love the energy of New York. Friends everywhere, walking feels like freedom, and you call California and Tel Aviv your other homes. You rave about Halle Mayer's calf. Up next, third from Cape Dermont. #414, but I don't do heat. I'm sharing what I gathered from a longtime PNW resident's reflection on heat and climate change. She points out that her whole life, starting in Santa Barbara and moving to Washington, has been a story of cooler, wetter weather, but over the past few decades the region's temperature patterns have shifted noticeably. A single anecdote about a July 4th that hit 80 degrees F in Seattle, which used to be unheard of, illustrates the trend, and she backs it up with observations of shrinking snowpack. Some years the snow is only about 30% of its historical norm, directly affecting the local water supply. She describes how the changing climate has made heat waves feel more frequent and intense, even in places that once stayed comfortably mild. To cope, she installed a mini-split air conditioning unit in her cottage, turning it into a cool house for friends who lack similar comfort. She also mentions the emerging smoke season, when wildfire smoke from the Pacific Northwest and Canada degrades air quality, prompting her to seal the house and run a recirculating fan. Overall, the piece blends personal stories, like building a compost pile at dawn during a heat bubble, with a clear, observational note that the PNW is warming, snow is disappearing, and everyday comfort strategies are becoming essential. It's a reminder to stay hydrated, watch local forecasts, and adapt as the climate shifts. And then, fourth from Javier Cakeless Pruitt, Latello Tuscan Custard Cake. Latello is a simple Tuscan baked milk custard, made with milk, eggs, sugar, lemon, and enough starch to make it silky and sliceable when chilled. You whip the egg yolks and whites separately and fold everything together, and when it bakes, you get three subtle layers. A very thin bottom layer that I wouldn't call a crust, but it is firm, then the center custard layer, and on top a delicate soft top layer that bakes to a beautiful golden crust. It's important to thoroughly chill the dessert before serving to ensure that it will slice, or you could spoon it out of its dish to serve with fruit. I've tried various starches and quantities, and settled on cornstarch for its smooth texture as opposed to my GF flour blend, which gave it a more floury texture, and added just enough so as to be sliced, but still extremely tender. Because this recipe uses whole milk, it's a leaner custard than flan or cream brulee, but if you like your custard a bit on the richer side, you could substitute cream for half of the milk. I also made this on the much, much less wheat side, and you could easily increase the sugar from 100g to 125g, 1 2c to 1 2c plus 2tbs. Serve with fresh fruit and or whipped cream. Next, fifth from MedPage Today Oncology. More diet to back teclistamab for autoimmune disease. MedPage Today prospects are growing that an approved, off-the-shelf drug can rescue patients with certain ultra-refractory autoimmune diseases, a pair of new reports suggest, among 18 patients with various autoimmune conditions treated with UpNext. 6th from MedPage Today Oncology. Hanging 2 lesions may not need immediate treatment. MedPage Today delaying treatment for cervical intraepithelial neoplasia grade 2CAN2 wasn't linked to increased cancer risk at 3 years and may reduce unnecessary excisions compared with immediate treatment, an observational emulation target. And then, 7th from MedPage Today Primary Care. Study flags overuse of antibiotics for diverticulitis. MedPage Today, despite guidelines discouraging antibiotics in many uncomplicated diverticulitis cases, nearly everyone got one in a retrospective cohort study across Department of Veterans Affairs VA facilities. Of more than 33,000 outpatient next. 8th from MedPage Today Primary Care. Multicomponent test tops PSA for clinically significant prostate cancers. MedPage Today, a multicomponent blood based biomarker test that combines prostate-specific antigen PSA with additional plasma protein biomarkers, a polygenic risk score, and clinical variables identified more clinically significant prostate up next. 9th from MedPage Today Primary Care. Supermovers show signs of exceptional brain aging. MedPage Today Supermovers adults 80 and older who walk as fast as people 30 years younger had lower risks of cognitive impairment, data from multiple cohorts suggested. Across 5 cohorts in the Health and Retirement Study International, and then 10th from MedPage Today Primary Care. Patient portal messages have spiked since 2020. MedPage Today patient portal messaging has surged in recent years, signaling a significant change in the way physicians deliver care. Across, sectional analysis of electronic health record data showed. In an analysis of national data from, that's the read, small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.